COVID-19 patients are struggling with the same stigma and discrimination that were rife during the early days of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Many South Africans have related horror stories on how they were suddenly treated with disdain or even fear after they admitted to having tested positive for COVID-19. We discussed the stigma around the coronavirus with TB/HIV Care Communications Manager Alison Best. Alison, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you give us some examples of how people have become stigmatized when they test positive for COVID-19?
Well, this can range from anything from gossiping amongst neighbors to fears about their work being jeopardized, people not wanting people to come back to work if they have informal employment. So it's a wide range of behaviors that it constitutes.
How do we differentiate between a stigma and a natural fear? Example, someone in your work environment, their spouse has tested positive. The doctor gives them the clear that they can come back to work. They come back to work, but their colleagues are somewhat apprehensive that, you know, this person's going to a home wherein a person who resides there is positive. Is that necessarily a stigma, or is it a fear, perhaps because of some ignorance around the virus?
Yeah, well, I think you've got two key words there. Stigma is definitely about fear and about the unknown. When we have things that are unknown, that we don't feel we have control of, then we start to generate information or models of how to understand it. And that's why you've seen a lot of proliferation of WhatsApp or Facebook messages about what to do if you have COVID or how to avoid getting it, not necessarily from authoritative sources. So what we really need to do is to make sure that the information that we are receiving and that especially we're circulating is accurate information, and that it's been verified by a source such as the World Health Organization, our National Department of Health, or our Provincial Department of Health, or our National Institute of Communicable Diseases, the NICD. And then we just also, I think, need to educate ourselves so that we know if our colleagues has been cleared by the doctor and is coming back to work, it means that the doctor has gone through the scenarios and has cleared them, has said either they've gone through the phase where they need to be isolated or they've tested negative, whatever it is. And we just need to educate ourselves so that we know what processes have been followed and what risks there are and aren't.
Do you think it would automatically get better, the stigmatization I'm talking about, as more and more people become affected and as it becomes more widespread and as people progressively start to learn more about the virus? Or is there a more structured, considered effort that is required?
I think we do probably need a structured effort. It's probably going to vary. The more it happens, the more people will realize that it can happen to them, and that might boost their fear a little bit, which might then impact on stigma. So we do have to keep communicating with people and keep giving the accurate information and where to find accurate information. Another thing that really helps is if people who have been through the illness can speak out and share their stories, because it helps people understand that, you know, it can happen to anyone, that they're not alone, and that it's possible to recover. And in fact, the vast majority of people do recover.
So where do we start? You know, each individual, what role can we play in combating the stigma?
I would say there's probably two things. The first would be to be mindful of what you're circulating or saying. Think about whether the information you're circulating is from an authoritative source and that it can be trusted with people's lives. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is to be kind. You must observe the measures that you're being advised to, such as washing or sanitizing your hands regularly, wearing your mask, keeping physically distant, staying home if you're sick. But beyond that, if you know that someone is sick, you can offer them support from a distance. You can keep in contact with them via phone, see if you can assist with shopping, which can be left outside the door. And then just don't gossip, don't blame and shame. Just be kind to other people and yourself. It's a difficult time.
Indeed it is. Alison Best, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
That was Care Communications Manager at TBHIV, or rather, Communications Manager at TBHIV Care, Alison Best, talking to us this morning about the stigma. And I think this is important. We cannot carry on as if someone has got HIV and AIDS, not to say that you should be stigmatizing HIV and AIDS in the first place anyway. But this is something from which people recover. This is not necessarily a death sentence. Of course, some people do pass on from it, but it's not somebody's fault that they contract the disease. It's you can take all the preventative measures and you can do whatever needs to be done, and you can still get it because it's become so widespread. It's a pandemic. So we need to be, as I said earlier on, we need to be alert, we need to be disciplined, we need to be focused, but we cannot panic. We cannot start doubting people, start gossiping about people, start speculating about people. It just creates a climate of paranoia, which is not helpful under the circumstances. It doesn't make it easy for anybody concerned. And that's the plea that's coming from various quarters.